going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMo.com, and we are back with another Contenders video, this time for the Preakness. But before we get started, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Wasn't great for me at the Derby. My man Soup and Sandwich just didn't get there. I had most of the soup, but I think the sandwich kind of weighed him down a little bit, and by the time we got to the end of it, he was running in last. So don't come to me for horse racing knowledge. Don't come to me for horse racing picks. I am steering the ship. I do have a horse. Don't trail me. The man you want to trail is right here. Oh, nice. I pointed in the right direction.
It's always opposite
in camera, so that worked out pretty well. Ben, tell me a little bit about what's different between the Preakness and the Derby.
So yeah, Soup and Sandwich, no clam chowder, no cheese steaks. We tried. So for the biggest thing that's different is there's 10 horses in the Preakness. There was 20 horses or 19 after the scratch in the Kentucky Derby. We talked about the traffic. We talked about the volatility. And I think I could go into a much larger video of what actually I think happened, why Medina Spirit was able to basically get the lead on his own. And that changed the complete complexion. And then there's, yeah, I see.
I know how he got the lead by himself. He's on the gas, man.
Yeah, man. So Beta, whatever it's called, but that's neither here nor there. This is only 10 horses. A lot of the horses that you saw in the Derby are not here. They're probably resting. Though, you know, there's some that will be back for the Belmont, of course. And now we have a new crop who are going to try to take on Medina Spirit. I do want to say right off the top, it looks like, as we film this, that Medina Spirit is going to run. There's kind of an agreement. They're going to test him. They're going to test Concert Tour. And if everything checks out, they will be able to run. And then we'll see what happens with the Derby. But if for some reason that you think maybe they do not run, this is what comes into play. And you talked about this on the last video we did. There are two ways to bet horse racing. There's parimutuel wagering, which is the traditional way. The odds change as you get closer to the race, and you know the money comes in and your odds will change. There's also fixed odds, which is just how you bet a standard, you know, sports game. If you bet the Lakers -6, even if they close at -4, you get your -6. Not that you want that, but you know, the point still stands. So if these horses, if you think Medina Spirit does scratch, you're going to want to do fixed odds, because the value of all those other horses is certainly inflated with him in the field. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll give a perfect example of just looking at lines right now. If Medina Spirit gets scratched, having Concert Tour at whatever the line is right now is going to be massively better than it will be. You're just beating a closing line. The closing line is going to be in your favor in that point in time if you're locking in those odds right now. So that makes a ton of – it's the same as if, you know, you're trying to bet on a game and LeBron James gets scratched.
Exactly.
You know, if you get that line early enough, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
No doubt. And obviously, if you wait, and that's totally fine, I'm not looking to really do that much. The odds will reflect the field we have, you know, Saturday at 6:30 or whatever. So keep that in mind. But the big difference that stands out to me, to get back to your original question, we've only got 10 horses here. It's a much weaker field, slight change in distance. You know, I think that's a small factor, but it's not like the Belmont, which is a very awkward distance. To me, this is just less traffic, totally different complexion of the race.
What happens if Medina Spirit wins this race and is one leg shy of the Triple Crown with a giant asterisk on its head? Does Medina Spirit become the Barry Bonds of horse racing?
Yeah, so I don't know what I mean. Like I said, it's such a confusing. It's not confusing. That's not even the right word. Baffert was so adamant that this was a conspiracy, and then he did the old like, actually, okay, my bad. So I don't know exactly what the controversy will be. I don't think we're gonna have to worry about that. I'll be honest. I don't think this horse is nearly that good. And we're gonna get into that in a second. And certainly for the Belmont, that's gonna be a different, but I will say if for some reason Medina Spirit does win the Preakness and the Belmont, then you're gonna have a situation where there's a lot of debate. Certainly he doesn't belong amongst the Triple Crown winners, which there really hasn't been that many in history.
Wild. It is so wild that this is now like prize fighting. Testing throughout all of it. We're breaking horse racing.
For the Preakness, though, I think this is probably a good development in the sense that, you know, most people love the Derby. Most people love the Belmont. Preakness doesn't get as much attention. It's the sandwich spot. I think people will have eyes on this race because they want to see what this horse does with the controversy surrounding it. So I like that. I like that for the betting odds. I think it's a pretty good race to bet. And, you know, if you can find some narratives, you can make some money here. There's no doubt about it.
One final question. Independent of the order, independent of like the run for the Triple Crown, we're talking about each of the three races individually. Where does the Preakness rank in terms of just the, in terms of entertainment value for it? Is this longer, shorter? Are we, is this a more entertaining race? Do you see where I'm going with this?
So I sort of, I mean, it's 9.5 furlongs. It's nothing, you know, Belmont's by far the longest. I don't think it really has any identity. This is the bridge one. Everyone's rooting for the Derby horse traditionally to win this one so it can set up the Triple Crown. Pimlico is Pimlico. It's a great place to go if you want to party. That infield has been the site of many, many debauchery in the past. They've tamed that down a little, and obviously this year will probably be different. But I think for the most part, this is probably, to be honest, the third most prestigious and the one, you know, that if you had to rank the ones you'd want to win, I think the Preakness would be last. But that doesn't mean there's not a lot of money up for grabs and there's not a good betting field.
Is this the one where people run across the top of the porta potties and they throw beers at them?
Yeah, that sounds like something that would happen here.
Fair enough. I'm all for that. They should televise that. Okay, so I'm going to get mine out of the way right now.
Okay.
I chose my horse for the Derby based on my favorite food, or my favorite lunch combo, I guess you could say. That was not great. And like you said, cheesesteak and clam chowder. That's exactly how that horse ran. Like, it only ate cheesesteaks and clam chowder for the entire week of the race. This time, I'm sticking near and dear to my heart. I would love to go to Medina Spirit because I could get behind some cheating. I have no issue with that. I'm all for all of the steroid guys in baseball, but I'm not going to do that. Midnight Bourbon. That's my horse. I like bourbon. I don't really like midnight. So if he was like 8 p.m. bourbon, I might be a little bit more interested. But midnight is the only problem here. Big bourbon fan. So Midnight Bourbon, you are my horse.
I'll say this. So you have a much better shot this time. Midnight Bourbon, I think, has a very real chance to go off the third choice here. We saw him in the Derby, finished sixth, but he was kind of bumped early, wasn't really in the race at all. And I do kind of like they've made a slight change. Irad Ortiz is now on him, one of the best jockeys in the world. He's got Steve Asmussen still, so everything kind of sets up. The speed figures are not great. Normally, you want to see a triple digit at this point in a horse's career. He has not done that, but at the same time, he really never throws in a complete, you know, stinker where he's just non-existent. This horse has really shown he's around the board, and the competition really bumps down again. Traffic-wise, you're not going to see nearly as much congestion, and maybe he's closer to the lead. So I don't mind that. I think you're not going to get the odds you were going to get at the Derby, but you're going to get probably between 5 and 10 to 1. Right now, he's 5 to 1. I think that could climb up as the week turns. So I don't mind that. You have certainly a better shot to celebrate with some bourbon than you did with some soup and sandwich.
I'm hoping that since the Derby, he went sober, no bourbon up until the Preakness, coming in clean, coming in fresh, coming in ready. We'll celebrate with the bourbon afterwards. So now that we've got the nonsense out of the way, give the people what they want. What are you looking at for the Preakness?
So I'm going with Midnight Bourbon. No, I'm just kidding. You stole my thunder. So, all right, I just want to set the race up a little. Medina Spirit, we saw the plan. Go to the front, don't have the pace pushed, go wire to wire. He's going to try to do that again, there's no doubt. The weird thing is Baffert's other horse is Concert Tour, who did not run in the Kentucky Derby. He's another speedball. So I'm not exactly sure what they're going to try to do there. I mean, is it a situation where one of them hangs back? Do they get into a speed duel? That's going to determine a lot. Then there is one other horse, France Godina. He's a Japanese horse who I don't know much about, but from what I do know, he is another one that wants to be involved early. And I think he could be, I don't think he has any shot to win the race, but I think he has a big shot to impact the race. If he goes with Medina Spirit or Concert Tour and it creates a pace, it's really going to set up the next batch of horses, whether that's Midnight Bourbon or the horse that I like, whose name is Crowded Trade. He's 10 to 1. He did not run in the Kentucky Derby. Chad Brown trained. He kind of did this with Cloud Computing back in 2017. But I just look at this horse. He ran a 105 speed figure at the Gotham. Wood Memorial was not as good, but it wasn't the best, you know, break for him. It wasn't the best showing for him. First of all, he's 10-1. So that's a big, you know, we talk about this in our golf videos. Every horse is a bet at a certain price. And 10-1 on a horse like this that I think has shown he's got the ceiling. It's just that, you know, the stability and the median outcome may be the risk. But I think he sits kind of in that next path. You've got Medina Spirit. You've got Concert Tour. Maybe you have this Create a Horse goes with them as well. It creates a speed duel. The next batch of horses, I think, where the winner can come from. I think Midnight Bourbon will be in there. But this horse, Crowded Trade, to me is not getting nearly enough love at 10-1. So I look to him, and then I think, you know, naturally, if you want to talk exotics, it's just like the Derby. You know, you pair him up with one of those speed horses. I'd probably lean to Concert Tour. I think that horse is more unknown. I was a little surprised that he didn't run in the Derby. He was someone, you know, at the beginning before the race, leading up to it, he was a horse that was getting a lot of love early, you know, in futures and whatnot. So I think that's how I'm going to structure it. I'm going to go with that next batch of horses, Crowded Trade, pair them up with Concert Tour, and see what I can do there.
I like it. I'm very intrigued by the Japanese horse. I did not even expect that to be something that could be said. I never thought about the nationality of a horse.
It's tough because this horse, he was running in the UAE. I don't know exactly. It's hard to compare. The best comparison I can do for my golf fans out there is when you have a golfer who's maybe played on the Japanese tour, South African tour, and they come over and the results look amazing, you know, but who have they been racing against? Who have they been playing against? That's a little unknown. So I don't think that horse has a shot. There is an American Pharoah horse as well named Ram. Again, a horse that I don't think has some shots, but this is not nearly as congested a field. I think you just want to look to those mid-range guys, see where the odds lead you. And then the wild card always is going to be Medina Spirit if something happens, in the sense of them being not allowed to race. But I don't see any reason, even though he may be the best horse, right now he's 9-5. If he trends in that range, sub 2-1, I don't see any way that I can bet that horse. I think that he just got a dream trip in the Derby. If he does it again, more power to him, but there's just no value, in my opinion, on going to Medina Spirit.
Final question coming from me. Can you short a horse?
So you can short a horse in the sense of there are some head-to-head offerings for big-time races, just like a golf matchup. I know I keep going to golf, but that's really the best way to do it. But you still need another horse you could be right and Medina Spirit could finish fifth, but if the horse you picked finishes eighth, you lose. Okay. There may be some bets out there where it's just like, will this horse hit the board? And you could bet no, but those are mostly a rarity. I think really, if you think that Medina Spirit isn't going to win the race, the way you short him is you create scenarios of how does that happen? And you're getting a ton of equity in your bets if you are correct on that. If this horse does not have it, Concert Tour is undervalued, Midnight Bourbon is undervalued. Basically, anyone with a fighting chance is undervalued because Medina Spirit is going to go off the favorite, obviously.
There we go, everybody.
Look at that.
Another one in the books. Thank you so much for joining us on this Preakness Contenders. We will have one more of these coming up. And obviously, if Medina Spirit picks up a W here, that one's going to be a biggie. I guess I'm cheering for Medina Spirit for our viewership because this will go really well for us if he's running for the Triple Crown.
I think horse racing in general, I mean, loving a villain is just as important, maybe more important as anything. So keep that in mind. If you have any questions, we talked about this last time, but man, you should have been in our Slack for the Derby. It was a blast. We had plays all day, not just for the Kentucky Derby, the races leading up to it. So much fun. So if you have not got into our premium Slack, sign up, even if it's just for the week, get one of our packages, our DFS packages. You come in, you get all this horse racing content for free. You get some great promos in there as well from sites like TVG. So you can come on in. Definitely take advantage of that. It's not just a one race type of situation.
There we go, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. One last reminder, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell. We will be back no matter what happens here with another one of these contenders for the Belmont. So good luck this weekend, and we will talk to you then.